The great state of Franklin, USA wasn't around long enough to rack up a budget deficit. There once was a state called Franklin. Just as Washington, Jefferson, and Madison had capital cities named after them, Franklin existed for just 4 years, 1785 to 1788, in what's now northeastern Tennessee. It had a governor, a legislature, a constitution, and a court. If history had been on Franklin's side, we might be talking about the importance of the upcoming Franklin caucuses, or asking, do you like Carolina, Tennessee, or Franklin barbecue? One of the ranking scholarly experts on Franklin's short history is Michael Toomey of the Eastern Tennessee Historical Society. He joins us now from member station WUOT in Knoxville, Tennessee. Mr. Toomey, thanks very much for being with us.
Certainly.
And tell us about this state. How did it come into being?
Well, the state of Franklin came about as a direct outgrowth of the Revolution. It was very much rooted in the idea that anybody who feels as if they are not being properly governed has the right to govern themselves.
Who declared it?
Well, it was set in place by settlers who had come into the area that is now East Tennessee and were technically governed by North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They felt as if North Carolina was not really doing as good a job as they ought to be doing in terms of financial support, infrastructure, and really from any perspective you look at it. And so they declared themselves independent in 1784 and then actually sat down to begin the process of governing themselves the next year. North Carolina refused to admit that they were, in fact, a state. In point of fact, the only ones that considered themselves to be a state were the people of the state of Franklin.
And explain to us, why did they name it Franklin? Assuming it's Benjamin Franklin, why did they find him such an appealing inspiration?
Well, when it first came into being, it was actually spelled L-A-N-D, Frank Land. Mm-hmm. But as it became obvious that they were in trouble and they began to look around for support, I think it occurred to them that, in point of fact, if we were named after Benjamin Franklin, we might actually have some heavy clout behind us here. They initiated an extensive correspondence with him, trying mm-hmm. to get his support. Mm-hmm. He politely refused.
Please tell us about the governor of Franklin.
John Sevier, he was one of the most charismatic individuals on the Tennessee frontier. He had gained a reputation during the Revolution. He went on to become a six-term governor of the state of Tennessee when it was later formed. But at this point, he was the governor of the state of Franklin, and he was the only person that gave this thing a chance of being successful. His name was worth a lot.
Mr. Toomey, I introduced you as a scholar of things Franklin, and may I ask with respect, is there much competition to that title? I mean, how much are... We're talking about 4 years. How widely are they studied?
Well, to be honest, there's not a lot of interest in the state of Franklin on a scholarly level, but if you do look at the state of Franklin in terms of the precedents that it set, it forced Congress to address the issue of how new states are going to be created. They had no idea. And so when the appeal came to Congress, they had to look at that. And it was only a couple of years later when the federal Constitution was written. And that did include a provision that said no state can be created if it doesn't have the express approval of the parent state.
Mm-hmm. Are there any remnants of the old state of Franklin that you could find today?
Well, there are a few. Unfortunately, the Capitol building stayed in place for about 100 years. It was taken down to be displayed at the Tennessee State Centennial. And when the festivities were over, they took it apart to bring it back home, and it mysteriously disappeared.
Somebody stole a whole old state Capitol building?
Well, stole is a strong word. Mysteriously vanished would be probably a better way to put it. However, the key to the front door does still exist, and we have that in our collection at the East Tennessee Historical Society.
Hmm. There's a part of me that would suspect University of Tennessee students in Knoxville for...
a fraternity prank gone bad, perhaps.
Well, Mr. Toomey, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. This has been fun.
Dr. Michael Toomey, historian at the Eastern Tennessee Historical Society in Knoxville.